You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. Thank you for your constant support. You help keep independent community radio alive.
CJSF 90.1 FM would like to remind listeners that the following program is a repeat broadcast.
The other note. Oh my gosh.
He was just bragging about being a perfectionist too. Oh my.
Anyway, sorry. You were just listening to Outer Chamber by Jazz Lab. Before that, you had Danny's Fortress by Elon Meller. And then to start off the trio, we had Revelance with Emmett Hodgins Trio. This is Matthew on the other note, signing off and introducing you to Garen with Extra Tonal.
I am chagrined.
Apparently, Connor is going to be listening as he drives home. So
I'm gonna turn on your mic, man. Okay, fair. I think it's this one, right?
I hope so.
Yeah, that's the right one.
Okay,
that's
the right one. Yeah, okay. Yeah. The peaceful transition is not so peaceful tonight, folks.
No, it's very clumsy. It's very clumsy. Okay, that was entirely 100% my bad. Yeah, so that was the other note with Matt, who is an amazing human being who, even though he has not promised a peaceful transition, has peacefully transitioned. But yeah, hey, welcome. This is CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from atop Burnaby Mountain. And let me just do a little lean over here. We're broadcasting from the unceded ancestral territories of the Kwikwetlem, the Musqueam, the Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh peoples. And yeah, now it's going from classical, sorry, from jazz to classical.
You need some coffee.
I'm so flustered. Oh my gosh, I'm destroyed. I'm destroyed. We had a big old programmers meeting. Yeah. And now my brain is in like 15 different places, and pizza and carbs, and it's a good day. It's a good day to be playing some music. And talking about music, so a couple weeks back, I was really hoping to do a Wendy Carlos episode. I was so excited about it. I was like, I found all my musics and my songs, and I'm going to do this comparison. And I got hoodwinked, mainly because I didn't research enough because I was distracted.
Wah, wah, wah.
Yeah, but tonight, I'm making up for that horrendous mistake by playing only actual Wendy Carlos from CDs mined from this plethora of amazingness that is the CJSF library.
Physical media for the win.
Physical media, indeed. Because Wendy Carlos doesn't like having her stuff online.
Which one?
And fair enough.
We're not sure exactly why, but given AI, that's probably a good thing.
Well, yeah, because I was reading on her website, it's kind of a combination of, like, label shenanigans, and then because like when streaming began, like with YouTube and stuff back in 2006, like we didn't have AI, we didn't have Spotify, we didn't have all these issues. But so I think it's more, it started off as label shenanigans and continued on to be a principled stand, I'm hoping, against streaming services, because radio is so much better.
Especially right? The fact that, like, streaming services generally don't pay artists very well.
Yeah.
It's probably partly to be here, like, I'm not going to make Spotify super rich and get nothing for it.
Right? Because, like, famous artists are getting a million streams and, like, $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, come on, famous artists. That's not cool. That's not cool.
Not at all.
And think about, like, extrapolate that downward to starting artists. And, you know, that's only one letter away from starving artists, which mm-hmm. they most oftentimes are.
Yeah.
But yeah, so long story short, we're playing all Wendy Carlos, all CDs. And yeah, I actually do have some Switched on Bach that we're going to go through, the first album and the second album. I got a couple of tracks off each, well, three tracks off each of those. And then a surprise track at the end from a completely different album, which I didn't even know existed. It's the Digital Moonscapes album. So I'm going to play something in honor of the Artemis mission.
Oh.
Because that stuff was cool.
Yeah, we had one Canadian on that.
Yep.
His name, I don't remember.
I don't know anybody's names. I just know that they had patches on the back of their helmets that said, what did it say? I don't remember what it said, but basically they were just like, yep, we checked. The Earth isn't flat.
Nice.
That made some people upset, but made me very happy. But yeah, so okay, I'm gonna just jump into that because this has been a fun explosion of shame and excitement. But yeah, we'll just start off with what do we got here? Off of Switched on Bach, the first album, we've got Jesu, Joy of Man's Desiring, continuing on to Prelude and Fugue number 7 in E flat minor, and then Prelude and Fugue number 2 in C minor. So listen to the wondrous Moogs of Wendy Carlos.
Thank you.
Welcome back. We are listening to Extratonal on CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby. And I was just playing you some Wendy Carlos from Switched on Bach, Jesu of Joy of Man's Desiring, Prelude and Fugue number 7 in E-flat minor, and Prelude and Fugue number 2 in C minor. Wait a minute. It's E-flat major for the number 7. My computer screen's a little too far away. And it looked like minor. Matthew's still here.
I am sitting in and learning all these things about both synthesized music and classical that I didn't know before.
Yeah, check this nonsense out. So, Wendy Carlos, to play all this music, to record all this music, she's using the Moog synth, which was monophonic, meaning it could play only one note at a time. And she's recording it to tape while she's doing this. And these early Moog synths, they were very difficult to work with. Like modern synths, a lot of them are virtual analog, or you've got them on your computer, they're completely digital. And so we take like the intonation stuff for granted. But she would have to sit sometimes 30 minutes to let the oscillator and like the temperature inside the machine and everything like kind of coalesce to the point where she could play the next note that would go into a chord. Because, like I said, monophonic. So all the chords you hear in this music, they're all played one part at a time. And then she'd have to go back and re-perform. So, like, if it's a major triad, like the 1-3-5, she'd play the 1 first in whatever's going on, then the 3, and then the 5. And the synth had to be exactly the same every time. Otherwise, it would sound like a different instrument, or it would be out of tune. And that's no good. So, yeah, I was reading, I think it took something like hundreds of hours to do a single song in this album. So maybe I'm overstating it. Maybe it was hundreds of hours for the album. I don't remember. But it was a lot of time just sitting there staring at the Moog synth being like, please be in tune.
Which is such a crazy thing to imagine, especially nowadays with the way that, like, on your computer, you have to only worry about it overheating if you're, like, doing a 4K video at best.
Right.
Any other thing, you're just good to go immediately.
Yeah, and the Moog synths that she's working with, they were, like, giant wall racks with, like, punch cards. And I think she had a keyboard attachment. So, like, there was a keyboard to play on, because I can't imagine otherwise how this was all happening. But, yeah, each part of these pieces was played one at a time, painstakingly tuned and technicianed to death. And that's why it sounds so amazing. Like, oh my gosh, yeah, you were saying about the organ. Matthew was saying about the organ. It's like the lowest, it's the instrument gives you the lowest pitch outside of a computer.
Right.
And it's true, because like the organ, you got like 16, 32 foot, 64 foot pipes. Each time you double the length, it drops the octave. But man, like some of those bass notes coming out of this Moog synth were just like, oh. We were talking, and I stopped talking. I was like, oh my gosh, that synth.
It's always amazing to think about like how difficult it must have been to do things back in the day, and then to look at what we do now, and it's like, there's a reason they were so much more creative. They were actually having to figure out in real time all these different things. So
yeah, and it's interesting, because last episode I was talking about how like the difference between an orchestra playing one of these pieces and someone programming a synth to play these pieces. And since then, I've, you know, properly educated myself. But, you know, with modern computers, you're just entering MIDI data. Mm. You're playing with tempo cues and, like, your tempo bends and stuff like that. And so it's like you're changing the tempo, but you're not performing the tempo. It's like you're putting all the notes in and then massaging it so it sounds more realistic.
Right.
But what Wendy Carlos did, and this is why her music sounds so amazing and why it is so groundbreaking, why it influenced so many people, she was making the instruments herself. The synthesizers she played on, she did design.
Mm.
And like she collaborated with Moog to create. But she's also performing each of these notes meticulously in these recordings to make them sound amazing. And job well done.
It's definitely pretty amazing to think about how much, just the fact that she had to wait up to half an hour, you're saying, between using this is so mind-bending to me, just to imagine like the actual patience to do as long and as complicated a song as what we've been hearing so far, knowing that every couple of notes or every other note you have to wait
a bunch of time for. So
yeah, I know, right? And then working with tape, especially, it's like you got to roll it back and be like, you got to scrub back and forth. Like, oh, that's not right. That's not right. That's not the right spot. Maybe here. Maybe here. And then tape is expensive, so you got to be careful about it. And it's just, oh my gosh.
And you only get one chance with that roll before you have to just scrap a bunch of other things and like redo it basically from the start. So
yeah, because you can't keep reusing the tape, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. But yeah. So let me start introducing the next batch of songs. We got a few minutes here, but now we're going to switch over to Switched on Bach 2, the sequel. And again, Wendy Carlos, but I'm going to play you guys the Brandenburg Concerto No. 5 in D major. She's got three movements from that. Not the throat clearing. The first is Allegro, and then Affettuoso, and then Allegro again. This is a bit longer of a play. You've got about 20 minutes, so if you want to walk around the house, listen to this. I highly recommend it.
Thank you.